When a beleaguered playwright-director begins his search for his muse, little does he realize what he's asking for with the arrival of an actress named Vonda. Such is the story of Venus and Fur being presented by New Edgecliff Theatre. And joining me in the studio are the stars of the show, Tess Talbot. Welcome, Tess.
Thank you, Jim.
And Brandon Burton. Welcome, Brandon.
Hello.
Now, first of all, I should give a disclaimer. New Edgecliff Theatre is the company that I'm producing artistic director for. And I'm so happy to have you all here, and I'm so happy to have you all in this production. Ladies first, Tess, tell us a little bit about Vonda, and was this a character that you were drawn to?
Well, yes, absolutely. This is like a passion project. I think Vonda is an incredible, intricate woman. She's a little gritty, rough around the edges, not maybe exactly what Thomas is looking for, but she's got a lot of surprises to her, a lot of hat tricks going on, which is really fun to have those switches throughout.
And Brandon, the role of Thomas, the beleaguered playwright and director, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
Oh, I'm having a blast. Yeah, well, actually, Thomas, you know, we're a little different, but when I read it, I was very intrigued, and I saw this as a challenge for myself, you know, because this character, he's making himself very vulnerable, and me, myself, I am not that way. So for me personally, it was just a great challenge.
The story takes place basically in an audition for Thomas's play. So you all get to play act with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you're put in different situations and all like that. But your through line as an actor is what the audience actually gets to see going on. What are some of the challenges to making sure that even though you're doing other scenes within the show, that you are actually progressing your character's goals?
That is a very good question, because that's probably one of the biggest challenges. Being an actor, playing someone who's not an actor, acting, I always go back to who was I before I was an actor and try to remember a lot of those, you know, characteristics of myself of, you know, being very weird, of saying these words I don't normally say out loud. So it was kind of fun kind of going back and reviving that old person back. But at the same time, you as an actor, you have all these habits that you've trained into you as an actor, and sometimes you have to let those go.
I think one of the biggest things that Greg Procaccino, our director, has been giving us is where do these switches happen and how are they different from the last one? Mm-hmm. So for me, that has been a particular challenge of vocally, physically, how is this going to sound different? How are we going to propel the play forward when it's two people who are acting, but then there's a lot of talk, a lot of discussion about mm-hmm. the show. So how Vonda, the actress, is different from Vonda, the character, in the play that Thomas has written, how the two of them are so distinctly different, and how does Vonda, the actress, change each time she has a realization, or that Thomas helps her realize something, or that she discovers something on her own about how the script is changing.
Now, the show that the audition is taking place for is Thomas's passion show. He's written about this because he's in love with the idea of Venus and love. And so the scenes that you all are interacting are highly romantical in nature, shall we say? So the audience, they're seeing that, but then are they seeing the same thing between the actor and the director, you know, in terms of that developing?
That is another intricate little piece of the mystery that we get to explore in rehearsal and that you'll get to see when you come to the show. Brandon and I have had a lot of discussions on our own outside of rehearsal about where do you think that switch starts to happen for each of them and how does that progress? Is it attraction or is it just another tactic to get the job?
There are a lot of blurred lines mm-hmm. in there. So is the character really mean that or are they just saying the words right off of the page that mm-hmm. they're reading from?
Now, you two have worked together before, but in an exceptionally different kind of situation. As actors, how do you approach working with each other when you've worked on a different kind of show before?
I just really wanted to pick her brain a lot because, you know, when I first read the script, I had a lot of questions. And, you know, I have my own answers, but I want to hear her interpretation because, you know, two actors can have two different opinions and walk in. But first thing I really want to do is get on the same page. So, yeah, there is a lot of talking, you know, back and forth and just talking about the play before we actually even start saying the lines back and forth to each other.
I think one of the greatest things about this for me is that because I've worked with Brandon before, I'm very comfortable with Brandon. I know that Brandon and I are going to be able to produce what needs to be done mm-hmm. for this play to be effective. What I do appreciate about what he just said is that I've been sitting with this script for a very long time. And so Brandon picking my brain and asking me questions has had me go, oh, yeah, maybe I should probably think about that. You know, it's helpful for me to have those discussions with him. And I think we've had a lot more psychological discussions about what's going on, because it is a very physical play, but David Ives is so brilliant that each line could have so many possible meanings, and we've been talking about that.
It can go six different ways.
Now, this particular play is written to be very sparse in its surroundings. There's not a lot of environment to work with at first sight, and it seems like it's just the two of you out there. How daunting is the idea of creating something out of nothing when it's just two people?
With that, I say I trust the story itself. The playwright, David Ives, has done such a good job of creating such interesting material to talk about that I believe people listening, they've all had these conversations. Or, you know, they've had like, you know, they've touched the surface, but now they get to watch two individuals go deeper into these conversations, especially when it comes to, you know, gender roles, what society expects from men and women, especially when it comes into the arts as well, too.
I think it's really exciting. I've been kind of salivating for something like this for a while. And also, Greg, our director, is doing a really nice job of being very specific in his direction of this is what I want this to mean. But he's also given us the opportunity to express, okay, I hear what you're saying, but what if we try it this way? Or what if it's that instead of this? So that's been really nice to get to progress into my final form.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting process because we'll get to a certain moment in a scene and all three of us have different takes on it. So we'll think about, you know, what's the strongest one? What would be the most interesting story to tell?
Well, and we should mention that this is recommended for a mature audience.
Correct.
Indeed,
correct.
Very much
correct.
So.
And we are very excited. The show actually runs March 1st through the 17th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. But we are adding a special industry night on Sunday, March the 11th. Tickets for non-industry members will remain the same, but there will be special pricing for members of the theater community, and they can check that out at the website. Well, I would like to thank this evening's guests, Tess Talbot and Brandon Burton, the stars of New Edgecliff Theater's Venus in Fur, again running March the 1st through the 17th. For more information on Venus in Fur and on New Edgecliff Theater performing at the Hofner Lodge in Northside, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.